Hello, my name is Sebastian Haslauer. I practice the visual arts. So my key moment basically was when fate washed my friend Jonas Johansmeier into my primary school class. He was in America for, I think, like 2 or 3 years or something, and he had to do one school year again. So he was a little bit older, and he stood there very grumpy and thick eyebrows. And but his no matter of his time in America, his German was way better than ours. And he was a bit weird. He wrote differently, and he gave a shit about schoolyard Darwinism. And we were into. Not even into girls back then. We were just into wrestling or guns or something like that. Knives. And he was a little bit more grown up, introverted, and seemed to have a clear agenda what he wanted to do. Yeah, he impressed me very much, I would say. Like, my world was, like, our world was full of fierce creatures you ran away from. And like, the bad boy in our... in our town was called Tarzin. Everybody was like, there were myths, violent myths about this person. So everybody ran away when he came. And he once approached when I played together with Jonas. And we were playing outside, and he came and bullied us. And I wanted to go away. And he was like, why would you go away? Righteousness. And he approached him and wanted to talk to him. And he got beaten up so badly. I just want to tell you what kind of person he was to, one time we drove with a bus. There were not that many different nationalities where I come from, but there was like a black person on the bus with us. We were really young. I think Jonas was about 12 or 13 or something, and somebody was pulling jokes on her and teased the woman, and he just stood up next to him like a big guy, and he was just like, yeah, this is against the German law. I was really astonished. I would never have thought about doing something like that, but he was like, this is against the German law. You either stop or I let the bus driver call the police. And he shut up immediately, so that very impressed me very much. So yeah, I don't want to glorify him now or tell too much, but I just wanted to show you what kind of person he was. Like, he was such a character, I would say he was my hero back then. I don't want to glorify it, but I really, yeah. So we became best friends. And then later, with the teenage years where you're so insecure and life can be really mean, it was such a backup. We were like a group of people, and it was really nice to have them. It was like really good friendship, and he admired me too for whatever reasons, but he became the most important person in my life, I would say, because like... school was complicated, and what to do was complicated, family was complicated. So, and I always was doing handicrafts and ceramics with my mom, but even now, where I've seen some places in the world, I think I've never lived in such an area like where I come from, which is so, how can I say that, like uninterested in the arts, I would say. I want to say it's, yeah, it's a chance, sounds a bit prejudicial, but that was my feeling. It was so an uninterest in alternative ways of living life. There was almost no subculture. I didn't see any. I thought I was the only sprayer in town with my friend, and yeah, I always called it Normcorehausen. And even with families with big houses and Porsches in the garage, and you went in there and they had like Hornbach takeaway images on the wall. I have to drink something. Lunch on top of a skyscraper, the Eiffel Tower. So And my interest in art wasn't really nurtured, I would say. But Jonas' interest in difficult literature neither. So I remember he once came from the next bigger town with like a huge book. It was Arno Schmidt's Zettels Traum. He was so fascinated by it. He opened it and tried to make me feel his enthusiasm. And I couldn't, like, my brain started to smoke. I tried to read 2 pages. It was just too much for me, but he was so in love with it. And yeah, at some point we found out he wrote stories himself, and I knew it exactly that. Another key moment when it was New Year's Eve, I think 1998 or something, he read a story to me and 2 friends, and it was really dark and orotund and it blew me away, I would say. And he knew my drawings and paintings, and he always gave me great feedback. I think the feedback was better than the work, if I look at it now. And yeah, it was full of fear and darkness and penises. It was so pathetic. But yeah, I think we benefited from each other a lot. And the exchange became so much better and so fast. And it gave us a reason to keep on doing what we do. And that was very good for me. And there were 2 other dudes joining then. It was Matthias. He was making emo music so emotional. And yeah, he now is a successful theater musician and still a really good friend of mine. And Florian, he was joining. He became an illustrator. And yeah, we met every week then. And made a portfolio because we wanted to study, and we showed it to us. And I think if I wouldn't have had this, I don't know if I would have studied design at all, like if I wouldn't have had Jonas in first place and then this exchange. So yeah, the tragic finale of the story, he had a sailboat, his own sailboat. He built it himself, and he went sailing. It was already too late in the year to sail. It was too cold. Water was too cold. The wind was too rough. And he turned over. It was here, and he was studying philosophy and Neue Deutsche Literatur in Berlin. And it was at the Templiner See. And the Templiner See and the sea, the froze over. And he couldn't be found then in the winter, but they found his ship. And I think, yeah, he was such an eccentric person. He was always like biking the dirtiest, scariest trail too fast. And he was full of always, if he didn't come with a wound, it was not worth biking, he always said. And he drank like a maniac. His relationship was so intense. And it was a bit like he had to die like this. And yeah, I think this was another key moment in my life that, that his death was fucking up most of my study times, where it should be jolly and you should party, probably. So primarily Jonas and his death shaped my life like nothing else, but also like how I look at life and death and how I deal with people, and even now what relationship or friendship can be like. So I hope this story wasn't too much of a bummer, but I saw, like, listening to all the key moments, I saw that these are often really close and existential situations where you go too far or you got thrown in exceptional situations. So I thought this could be interesting sharing. Okay, thanks.